just a few comments about these two I just interviewed, and hopefully down the line we'll get a chance to interview a few more. But these two especially, great senior leadership, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, Abby and Blake have been with us since they were freshmen. You know, they both kind of came into our program. We had high expectations for them. They'd been swimming on the YMCA level for a while and had a lot of success. And, you know, both have lived up to the hype. You know, they've been very successful in our program. They both are multiple record holders for us. And they just have been, their work ethic throughout the years has been outstanding. It's wonderful to have them, you know, lead by example for the other kids. And we certainly look forward to seeing them be successful at their final high school meet here this Saturday.
I know you and I talked Saturday. You were a couple of days away. You started to get the itch. Hey, let's get going. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're both sitting pretty well going into the state meet. You know, they'll have to perform when they get there, as always, but they have the potential to make Saturday and certainly the potential to medal in their individual events. And so we'd love to see that happen for them. Culmination of two great high school careers for us.
No question. And the rest of the ones, I know we talked about the other day, whether it be your divers, swimmers, you got a lot of relays going. Man, we're hoping, let's cut some time. You always ask it, let's cut some time off.
Right. We always look to have our best performances at state. You know, if we've done our job as coaches, then they're ready and they're kind of slimmed down and scaled to perform. And so hopefully we've done that and got them ready, and we'll kind of try to keep them sleeping well and eating well and healthy going into this final meet. And we're excited about, you know, having so many participants. Kind of takes a little bit of pressure off some of the individuals because they don't feel so isolated, and that's a big deal for us. But you know, it's been a tremendous season all year, and we've watched these kids have tremendous success winning meets and competing and always being in the top. And so we look to see that at the state meet as well.
Well, hats off to you and Eric and Coach Bannum. And I know Rhonda's been driving you guys all over God's creation. You guys have really done a great job and had a ton of fun with this bunch.
Yeah, you know, it's been an odd season, but it's been a wonderful season. You know, we've kind of tried to focus on gratitude, being thankful we get to have a season. You know, it could have went the other way, and we could have not gotten to swim at all. And so we've just tried to focus on being thankful and using the opportunities we have to be successful. And the kids have really bought into that. And honestly, they've not complained all season. And, you know, parents have stepped up and helped feed them and keep everything going well. And so, you know, it's really been a take a village. You know, it's been a village effort. And I think everybody's been involved with the program this season. And they're part of this success as well.